In 2008, the demand for fresh mushrooms in the hotel and food service industry was valued at $45 million. The market continues to grow, but more than 99% of all fresh button and processed mushrooms sold in Jamaica is imported. Now there's a plan to change that. A group of women has embarked on a project to supply this growing demand for mushrooms. The initiative will reduce the import bill for the vegetable and help to alleviate poverty and create employment among women and persons in rural communities. The group, called Network of Women Now, was established just over 2 years ago. It operates in Manchester and St. Elizabeth.
The Network of Women believe that in order for us to tackle real poverty and fix it in a long-term way, we must look to enterprise, because that is the only way it becomes sustainable.
Executive Director of the Network of Women, Pauline Smith. With no real mushroom-producing farms in Jamaica, the Network of Women now is fully engaged in the production and marketing of fresh and processed warm-weather button and other mushrooms. This project is profitable on all levels, socially, financially, and environmentally.
It needs limited land space. It's a quick turnaround crop. You don't have to have a lot of physical strength, and it's a high-value crop. In 6 weeks, you can take an 8x8, and six women can produce mushroom that will earn them $18,000 a week. That is moving away from real poverty.
The group currently supplies hotels, restaurants, supermarkets, and pizza stores in the local and regional market. The women selected for the project do not have prior experience with growing mushrooms. Some of them produce the vegetable at home, while others cultivate the crop as teams.
It isn't very technical. All of the technical work for our project will be done at a centralized location. So the spawn will be brought into Jamaica, handled at one central location. The compost will be produced at that same location, and then we will add the mushroom seed or the mushroom spawn to that compost, put it, vacuum seal it in a plastic bag, and when the ladies come for their mushroom, they will get what we call a ready-to-grow kit.
The mushroom harvesting process is quite simple.
Collect the ready-to-grow bags from a central farm, take it to your location, keep it nice and safe and at the right temperature until they're ready to what we call pin, which is when the fruiting body starts to appear. So out of this bag of compost, you will start seeing little mushroom growing. At that stage, it's your job to apply the right amount of moisture and then harvest.
And you won't have to worry about marketing.
All of those mushrooms will be collected back by our organization and distributed to the hotel. We'll be responsible for marketing all of the mushrooms as one group. So we won't be asking the ladies to be running around trying to find market. We have a division of our organization that is responsible for finding the market and collecting the money.
Executive Director of the Network of Women Now, Pauline Smith. So, if you are interested, get together with 10 women in your community, then call 420-8908 or email nowjamaica@gmail.com.
Are you the promoter of a new or established event with mass appeal? Submit your event for inclusion in the Ministry of Tourism and Entertainment's Jamrock Summer Promotional Program. Film, dance, fashion, food, literary arts, and other entertainment events all qualify for inclusion. Events must fall between May 15 and August 15, 2015. Selected events will benefit from local and international marketing support. Submit your events by Friday, February 13. For more information, contact the Ministry of Tourism and Entertainment at 920-492-6230 or email us at entertainment@mot.gov.jm.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.